Honey!
Where are you? Don't you know what time it is?
Yes, hun, it's already 6 o'clock.
Time flies when you're spending the evening cleaning the house, I'm sure, but chop chop.
I have some reading to do, so get up here.
Hey, no whining. I was out shopping all day, and these shoes have been, killing me.
Oh, finally.
Oh, okay, hon. Get rubbing. And keep quiet tonight, okay? This book only just got interesting. Why are you stopping? If this is another issue with my feet smelling, you're going to have to cut the shit. Because we've talked about this already, and your aversion should not have to impact my comfort. What? What do you mean, busy? Oh, baby, baby, baby. Why would you agree to any plans on a night that you knew I would be home? You know how we do things. You rub my feet every single night. So why would tonight be any different? Honey, I know that your friends like to drink together, but you've never had time to join them before. Because my time is more important than yours. Why would you suddenly look so fucking pouty? And why are your hands off my feet? We can have this conversation while you massage me, you know. Good boy. Ugh. Okay. What did I say that was wrong? You think your time is as important as mine? You're being so weird tonight. Honey, no. Your time just isn't that important. That's all. Okay, the pouting was cute at first, but now you need to give it a rest and grow the fuck up. You love me, right? And you trust me to know what's best, right? So, let me tell you in no uncertain terms. The bottom of my shoe is more important than any plans you could possibly be making for yourself. I do not care what your friends are doing or whether you want to join them. Don't you remember having a similar conversation when we started having you wear a chastity cage? Did you think that we were just talking about your sexual desires? Honestly, for all I care, you could have a work meeting or a flight to catch or fuck, I don't know, a sick family member. If it's that important, then I will make the decision whether you need to go or not. I will be more than happy to cancel a planned foot rub if I thought that you were absolutely needed to be somewhere. But there is never a reason for you to try and make those plans for yourself. Have I made myself clear? Your mouth is saying yes, ma'am, but your eyes are saying that you don't trust me as much as you need to. Hand me your phone. Now. Do not make me ask again. Good boy. Now, start kissing my feet Show me that you love me while I clear up these plans of yours. Hello? Hi, Brian? Yes, it's me. I'm so sorry, but I think there's been a scheduling mix-up. My husband here told me that you'd be joining the guys for drinks tonight. Mm-hmm. But he was mistaken. He has some chores that he needs to do at home tonight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's that? Oh, nothing special. Right now, he's giving me a foot massage. I know. He's very well behaved. Doing that for his busy wife. Yes, I'm sure that you wouldn't be caught dead missing a night out doing something like this. But you know how he is. He's not quite the man's man that you are. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Brian. Have fun out there tonight. Kisses. There we go. See? All taken care of. Ugh. Oh, for the love of fucking God, what is the matter with you? You're red in the face. What? You're upset that I told them what you're doing right now? What's so embarrassing about rubbing your wife's feet? I wasn't complimenting Brian for not doing it for his wife. I was just stating the facts. Ugh. Oh, grow up. I never said that being more or less manly is a good thing. He just happens to be a manly guy compared to you. There is just absolutely no way that Brian's wife has his cock all locked up. Do not talk that way to me. Complain about the cage again, and who knows when I let you out next. Look, honey, clearly I prefer you to someone like Brian. You giving me control over your cock and respecting the importance of my time is way sexier than some macho guy. In fact, maybe it would make you feel better to get me off. You know, show me how much you respect my time and appreciate my pussy. Maybe it would even show me that you are serious about getting an orgasm yourself. Good boy. No, we don't have to move anywhere. I can stay in the chair and just put my legs on your shoulders. Nuh-uh. Phone is staying with me while you go down on me. I have some changes to make in your calendar. Nothing that you need to concern yourself with. I'll tell you anything that you need to know and anything new that pops up on your calendar. You'll know all the most important parts of your day. Now get licking. Yeah, baby. Make your tongue nice and flat. Oh, start big, wet licks to warm up. Just like that. Okay. First things first, I don't want you to get
too absorbed in your other chores. So, let me set some daily reminders for my foot massages. So that you don't forget them again. Perfect. For those chores, better start planning those out a bit for you. Since I don't want you to forget anything. Yes, hun, right there. Start gently licking the clit. Just like that. Yes. Don't speed up or slow down. Just keep going. Yes. Yes, baby. That's so good. Fuck. Oh shit. I should also add in the party I'm hosting for the girls this Saturday. Oh fuck. I'm gonna need you at home too. Hey, don't stop. Keep licking. Fuck. Imagine that friend of yours seeing us now. Me planning your week around my needs. And you eating my pussy like it's your last meal. I bet he would throw you off of me and fuck me on principle. Why the fuck are you stopping? I'm allowed to fantasize a little about being fucked. Come on, you know, I already told you that I don't want a man like Brian. I just think that he can probably fuck well. You need to stop bitching every little thing I do. Now, keep licking. There we go. Good. Boy. That's a very good boy. Now. Now what was I saying? Right. I need you to home. I need you at home to cook. Cook up some treats and clean up after us on Saturday. The house needs to be spotless for the whole thing. And that bitch Stella is going to be there, and I know she'll judge me if anything is a hair out of place. Oh, God. I think I'm getting close. Keep going. Keep going. Shit. Fuck. Baby, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Yes.
Oh, that was very good, baby. You definitely proved that you care about me. Wow. Oh. Okay. Help me up. Come on, help me up, honey. I have to get cleaned up before bed.
What? Why the hell would I unlock you right now? After all that, you think that I would use some of my time getting ready for bed to give you an orgasm? If you really knew how important my time was, you wouldn't have bothered to ask. Now, chop chop, go brush your teeth. Your breath smells like pussy, you know?